Welcome to Amplifying Voices, where we share the stories of people sparking change in our communities.
We center the voices of people who are LGBTQ+, Black, Indigenous, and people of color. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ray. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Dante Solero, Executive Director of Flux Productions and a mover and a shaker in the Tucson LGBTQ community. You are involved in more projects than I can keep track of. Can you share what you're up to these days?
All right, we're doing right now School of Drag with Mocha. It's an intergenerational program where our youth and our elders come together and we teach each other about gender performance. Let's see, housing. Going ahead and getting land and building communal spaces. Like where I live, we took the backyard with the help, of course, of the owner of the actual property to build a communal bathroom and kitchen. And we have two micros now on the property. So there's two people living here.
Are you collaborating with any other groups?
Yeah, actually, there's a number of groups. And one in particular has been with the Splinter Collective. And then some other small underground groups. They're doing some moving and shaking also.
Where do you see the hope for being able to have people still survive and thrive and stay in Tucson and not get pushed out?
There's a number of things. One in particular is land trust, where if you as, you know, different people within your neighborhood or neighborhood association, you know, finding out the parcels, what's available within your community, instead of going ahead and letting big builders come in and develop, the community develops those parcels, which means we can provide sustainable housing. So that's one way. Another way is it's kind of like what we've done here. You know, there's the main house, but the yard is big enough, so let's build on. You know, whether it's building on a duplex, you know, it can be, again, these little micros, and then there's the communal space. So right now, this is a small scale, you know, for us. The hope is, though, to be able in the future to get more property. And even if it's, say, an apartment complex, the point is that we need more accessible housing.
You've been doing this work for a long time. What keeps you going?
It's the people. I mean, it's, you know, it's my community and I want to be a part of this community and, you know, I want to thrive just as much as they want to thrive. I'm thinking about as I get older, you know, who is going to care for me. There's no way I would ever go into some sort of nursing home. That's scary. I want to know, where am I going to go? What resources do I really have? And the reality is, I don't feel like those resources are available. So guess what? I'm going to work on creating it.
What advice do you have for other activists?
First and foremost, to be a good activist or leader is to listen. To listen to what your community is saying, whether it's an individual or it's a group of people. It's definitely listening.
How can people support Flux Productions?
First and foremost, come to our events, donate some time. It could be as easy as donating your house or land. Do you have any extra land lying around just sitting there? Go for it. Why not? We'll make use of it. We will build homes, communal space. You could also go to our website, fluxproductions.org. Every little bit counts.
Thanks for listening to Amplifying Voices. For the full interview, photos, and more, visit peoplesparkingchange.org.
Music by Jaime J. Soto.